Okay, it is 9 minutes to 12. Here's the news till the top of the hour. Welcome, Coach Tendai Gwenzi. Great to have you back.
Yes, how are you? How are you, Mr. Clarence?
All is well with my soul, my brother. All is well with my soul. And hoping that we can be of assistance, what is it that you require?
Oh, as I mentioned on the last show, our team is traveling to Sweden and Italy this July. And we are pleading with the whole of South Africa to come and support these guys through helping with traveling costs. We're looking for return flight tickets, travel insurance, and visa application fees.
Okay, we did talk about this the last time. So tell us what's going down in Italy and why it's so important for DC Spartans to get there.
Okay, so these are the two major youth handball events in the world. There's no other events that are as of this magnitude ever in the world other than the actual World Cup for seniors. So this is a place where these kids can be scouted for actual careers in handball. There's exchange programs where kids can study in Switzerland, Sweden, Italy, from all these clubs that we are going to meet. They can study, exchange coaches, and this is an experience that can change a life. So we would want these kids from Khayelitsha, Delft, to be the beacon of hell, of a light. You know, if a child can come from Khayelitsha and study for a year or two in Sweden, or actually start their handball career in Italy, that would be amazing. So we're just hoping we can be able to accomplish that.
We've taken a fun look at Thunderbolts Academy, and you want to go and check it out as well, www.thunderboltsacademy.co.za. And you must see the amazing work that Tendai Gwenzi has put in, and, of course, what's come out of that amazing work. Young women, especially from the community that he's just shared with you, the Khayelitsha and Environs community, young women with a chance, with an opportunity to get into the professional world of handball that will profoundly change their life. They have the talent. It is the opportunity that plays out in Italy that they require in order for their lives to change quite significantly. You mentioned the last time we spoke that there were some world-class players that you have in your squad.
Yeah, I would say our first seven for Thunderbolts Academy plays for their national teams. Like, we have guys from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and even the guys that we took to Italy last year. They all play for their national team. We actually have two of signings. One of them is actually playing for Nottingham Handball Club in England right now as we speak. So this is a testament that is actually something that we can do. We can change these kids' lives. We are really producing world-class athletes that can compete at world-class level.
How much money do you need?
Okay, so each child requires about 42,000 to cover all the expenses, return tickets, travel insurance, food and accommodation. Is the whole team, of a group of 10 girls and 10 boys, it amounts to almost a million rand.
So if a million of us give 1 rand each, then we're going to change lives.
Yes, if a million people decides to just fork out 1 rand each, then we have 20 kids that are going to be changed for good, for life. And it's not just those 20, because they become ambassadors of what hard working can bring out, even in any circumstance.
Yeah,
so this can change the whole South Africa.
We don't have a million people listening. Let's say we got 10,000 people listening. That is, what is that? There we go. That's 100 rand. Man, 100 rand. And we can forever change the lives of some young people. You're not really worried about how much we give. Just whatever it is that we can give is what you're calling on and for right now. Is that right, Coach?
Yes. Yes, and we are not just saying we want the money. No. If there are people that have, for example, you have accumulated miles on your traveling and you want to donate the miles so we can get two or three tickets, We are very much welcome. All we want is that these kids get an opportunity to be at world-class stage, showcase who they are and represent South Africa in Cape Town, and most importantly, the townships that they are coming from, to show that if you work hard, you can achieve something. So if you have, for example, a friend that can help us with visas, it's okay. We're not just saying we want the actual monies. If you can actually cover the stuff that we require, that would be even amazing.
Yeah. Maybe the Italian ambassador is listening and he'll sort out the visas.
That would be even great.
Let's put it into the ether. Let's put it out there. My Buti, just in terms of how to donate, is all the information on thunderboltsacademy.co.za. Can we go to the website and be part of the solution?
Yes, we do have a page that shows where you can donate, but mainly we have been trying to use our social media platform so we can extend our viewership so people can see what we're doing. So mostly our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter accounts have all the information on where you can donate.
And that handle is at Thunderbolts Academy. At Thunderbolts Academy. Go and check it out there. We've really looked at the work of Coach Tendai Gwenze, and I think unequivocally we vouch for the values that he represents, and certainly we are enormously proud of the effort that he's putting in there and the results that he's achieved. Good luck to you, Coach. We'll touch base with you intermittently in the lead up to July 2024 and their departure. It is 11:15.